Hi there, this is Scarlett, and well, I just had to do a follow-up post for you. Consider this a little small penis humiliation and exposure bonus. So I did that blog post, like a week and a half ago, called How Can I Tell If You Have a Little Dick? Right? And oh my gosh, I got so many emails, comments, instant messages, but best of all, I got so many calls, from guys with little dicks wanting, to say, do you really know? Oh my gosh, I always suspected, and things like that. So I kept some notes. And now I don't normally write about specific people, but if you see your name here, I did ask you. So, you should be okay with it. So, the first comment on my blog post was from a guy named Mike. Now, he made the comment and he also emailed me a few times and we had a little back and forth conversation. But what I really pulled out from Mike's comments, and there was a lot, this is just narrowing it down to one thing that stuck out, was how he found it so humbling and frightening that women could tell. And the comment he said was, "It's like she has you." It's true, Mike. We do have you. See, once we know, once we can tell, then we could do anything with that information. And I think that's what you find so embarrassing and so frightening, right? And then I received an email and I spoke with on the phone someone named Little Dick. Very creative. And he is actually what we call a pseudo alpha male. Now, what's a pseudo alpha male? It's a guy who looks like he's maybe tall, handsome, good looking. Maybe he's bulky, big, works out a lot, has big muscles. I kind of suspect they're trying to make up for something, if you know what I mean. And most women would probably assume that he'd be amazing in bed, right? However, down below, Little Dick, well, he lives up to his name because he only has 5 inches. He actually told me that reading my blog post made him want to rub his bitch stick. His bitch stick. You heard me. Another pseudo alpha male. That's, well, he's a regular around here. We'll call him D. And, well, he gets on cam quite a bit. And here's the thing. He turns on his cam and there he is. And he's like this dark-skinned, handsome-looking guy. He's got tattoos and like really big, strong pecs and huge biceps, right? And then the camera pans down. And there he is in his panties with barely even a bump. Talk about your small little dick. Now, Dee and I chatted the other day about maybe the difference between big guys and small guys is the frequency that they have sex and even the way they talk about having sex. It seems like little guys talk about sex all the time. Like it's sex, 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 sex. They're telling dirty jokes, they're talking about all the sex they're having, and we all know it's all bullshit. It's not true. It's not happening. Big guys, they don't talk about it because they don't have to flaunt it. They're sexually satisfied, and so are their women. So, there you go. There are three in particular stories about guys that have communicated with me talking about their small dick and how I know they have small dicks. And I want to hear from you too. Don't worry, I won't put you up on my blog. Unless it's really amusing, and you give me permission, of course. But thank you so much for listening to me and for reading my blog and staying up to date. Make sure you subscribe, thescarletmistress.com.